Let's get into the weekend with the music of this year's Rodeo Houston with Sam Malone on AM 1070, The Answer.
.8:35, glad you're with us. The Friday show rolls on. Everybody's laughing and goofing and having a good time today. Van Perry.
That's right.
See them next Friday at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. Have you gone to any concerts yet?
No.
Okay.
Don't Let Me Be Lonely. That's a good song. I want to shake this winter coat
off my sleeve. Just want you to know, the tie that I wore, I think it was last Friday's show, because we're televised. We're beamed around the globe from our studios here in City Center. Go to Sam Malone Show and you'll see it. It's a by the way, they're writing about it today. I'll give you the link and everything when the article comes out about the technology we use here.
Oh, cool.
It's called, the company I own is called 512 New Media. My birthday, May 12th, 512. You go to 512newmedia.com, you'll see the website and all the work we do. And we got a reality show bid today. We're a big television production company. And I've been doing the interviewer's question was, when did you start? And I said, in 06. That was the first time I made a video for a client. Car dealership. They wanted a funny video for their property in Chicago, of all places. And they flew me there myself. I didn't even have a camera. I just kind of made up the concept. And then did a big Wolfgang Puck project. Flew out to L.A. with a film crew. And then commercial real estate. And it's been that way. Then I raised the capital. And we opened up our own company. It's called 512 New Media. Our website is 512newmedia.com. And we have, this is the future of the business. Radio's future is video. And we combine it and we send it out. And you can watch it. It's very cool stuff. See it for yourself. So the tie I'm wearing today is not like, I got rid of the tie from last Friday that y'all saw and complained about. And by the way, the tie I wore yesterday was sent to me by a viewer, too. That was the third free tie I got.
Oh, wow. You won't take any food, but you'll take ties.
Damn right. Can't poison the tie. Here we go. Every Friday we do our marriage segment, keeping your marriage hot and spicy. Hot and spicy. As I put on our Facebook page, get ready for our world-famous marriage talk. We're giving you the tips to keep your marriage hot and spicy. Remember, Semper Fidelis applies to marriage, too. My wingman on this op for many years has been Robert Kosick. He's a marriage coach. He's a church deacon with the book Honor the Vow. Tip number 86. Mr. Kosick, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Sam.
What's going on, brother?
Not much. Just enjoying ourselves and it's beautiful weather that we're having. we actually got a nice break from it. My family and I went down to the rodeo telling Tom Fontaine that we went down here Wednesday. And we missed all the rain and everything, so it was nice. It was a nice little break for us. And it was good. We had a lot of fun. I told him, that whole diet thing, because I'm trying to lose a little weight, is also just like everybody else is. And yeah. I told everybody, all bets are off when I go to the rodeo.
Ain't that the truth? Give me something fried. And last night, it started to rain again last night. I came home from work late. And I have to send my thanks to a guy named Peter Remington, who's the editor-manager of Houston Magazine. And he invited Denise and I to a party last night for the 10th anniversary. And it was raining, And you know what? Princess was like, you want to stay in? And she gave me that look. I'm like, damn straight. So my love and respect to my good friend Peter Remington of Houston Magazine. Congratulations on the anniversary of your magazine. Sorry we didn't make the party. I had a smoking hot babe in my kitchen.
Yeah,
so
that's a good excuse to skip the party.
Today's marriage tip, believe it or not, it's number 86. We weren't counting in the beginning. It's all online. It's on iTunes as well. Doors versus windows. Have you ever heard the saying, you make a better door than a window? It's what you say when someone is blocking your view. It means you're preventing me from seeing something I'm interested in. In marriage, we often experience the same thing. We close doors and we put blinds on windows to block areas we don't want our spouses to see or know about. The greatest path to a passionate and thriving marriage is to be transparent. The more transparent, the safer you feel in your marriage. The safer you feel, the stronger your marriage will be. The stronger the marriage, the more passionate it will be. Spring is around the corner, so open up the doors, pull up the blinds, and let the fresh air of spring refresh your marriage. Well written, Mr. Kosick.
Thank you very much. It's hard to come up with these different topics and make them a little bit more relative to what we're dealing with, but it's springtime, and so it's a wonderful time to break into the old routine that we have and let some fresh air into your marriage and do a little bit different stuff.
Hell yeah, and you know what? I'll talk to you off the air. I guess I was talking to one guy, and he's telling me the whole nuts and bolts of how he runs around on his wife. And he had this elaborate plan. I mean, this is, ways back. And I'm thinking to myself, you got all this time. Okay, so your wife's a nag. Work on the marriage. Your wife's a pain in the ass. Work on the marriage. Maybe you're a pain in the ass. You're a nag. Work on the marriage. Put the time and effort into this running around that you're doing elsewhere into your marriage. Nothing goes wrong when you put time and effort into your marriage. In fact, you may get some action that you weren't getting before.
And what you're looking for is right there. But people just, what the problem is a lot of times is like we're talking about here, the communication levels are just broken down. They don't know how to get into a deeper, more intimate level of communication. But what happens is they said, we've tried this so many times, I'm done trying this. Well, we had that tip once before and said, you know, practice makes perfect, but only if you're practicing the right technique. Well, maybe you were doing it wrong before. Maybe you ought to get some help and have someone teach you how to communicate correctly and how to work on a marriage correctly, and then you'll have the marriage you want. But people get so burned out, and they just say, I'm just going to try something different, which is the stupidest thing you can do. Because it's so much better when your marriage goes into a valley and you come back up out of that. Most of the time, the couples will say the marriage is even stronger than it ever was before. Even if you have something bad happen in your marriage, someone goes off course for a while and comes back, when they come back and they fix it, it is phenomenal because they've gotten all the bugs worked out.
Absolutely. And you know about the transparency thing, you know, being open and honest and stuff like that? It makes a whole lot better.
Oh, yeah.
When, you know, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? It's like walking into a room that's real neat and clean versus walking into a room that's sloppy and it's got clothes and dirty and dusty. To me, when you're not being transparent or open and honest, it's like that room that's got all the sweat socks hanging over the seat and all that, versus a nice clean room, you know?
Absolutely.
And by the way, two people are going to disagree on things, or, you know.
They are.
Yeah.
And I've had several conversations for some reason. I don't know what's going on or who's drinking what water, but in the last 4 or 5 weeks, I've interacted with more couples dealing with infidelity than I've dealt with in all the years I've been doing this. It's been driving me nuts. I've been doing a lot of research on it. And it's one of the things that keeps coming up is they keep saying, well, we have a conversation. We talk. And I said, well, what do you talk about? I said, well, I ask her how the day was and how the kids are doing. I said, that's horrible discussions. You're not going to get anywhere with that. That's like me talking to my buddy at work. You need to get into a different level. And they say there's three levels of conversation. Some say five, but I'll keep it simple with three. There's informational, it's the first level, which is just the facts. Tell me how your day went. Then you get into personal, emotional, which is more experiences, a little bit more what your preferences are. It's that third level, which is relational. That's where transparency kicks in. That's where vulnerability kicks in. And that's where people get scared and they don't want to go there. They don't feel safe enough to come out with their partner and say, here's what I'm really experiencing and what I'm feeling. And so they just keep it tucked in. And that's what I'm saying. Open up those windows, you know. Pull those blinds up. Let someone into the deepest parts of your being, and your marriage will go to levels you can't even imagine.
Amen to that. Robert Kosick, my wingman on Marriage Talk. And then, when you're not near each other, you still feel that love and energy.
Absolutely.
You know, you can be far apart. I had to travel last week. I'm going to read you a text. I might embarrass my bride. She woke up early. She wasn't feeling good on the 10th. What day was the 10th? Monday? She says, good morning, love you. I'm doing laundry. I said, love you too. And I literally said to her, you want a sext? Now, we've been married 25 years. She responds, don't you have to go on the air soon? I said, yeah, in 15 minutes. Get right to the good stuff. Now,
and I'm a professional. I can handle it.
Now, this is what's going on before the kickoff of the Sam Malone Show Monday morning at 6:45. I'm not near Denise. Denise wasn't feeling good. She woke up early. We didn't go to the concert Tuesday night. The guys are giggling. But you know what? We've been married 25 years. I think she's the hottest, smokingest babe ever. Totally dig her. And, I'm up doing laundry. You don't feel good. You know, like, some wives will get up. They start cleaning. When I don't feel good, I lay in bed. And I'm like, hey, let's sext. And you know what? And she put a little smiley face and everything.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, come on, brother. Man, do it. Try it. Go text it.
And you really get close to each other. And it makes it where you long for being with that person. And you can't wait to get home to be with that person. It doesn't matter what's going on at the house. You know you have that sanctity at the house, that sanctuary. And it's just something you long for and drive for. And it doesn't really matter what the world throws at you. You can handle it all if that is secure. But I can tell you, if that gets messed up, everything else goes down the toilet. Everything else goes down the toilet.
It's a crazy world. And here's the other thing. I've said this before. If you're putting all this time and effort into some rendezvous with some skank, okay, or male skank, which should be a skunk, are you paying attention while you're driving? No. Are you paying attention at work when there's the Ferguson file needs to be done? No. Are you paying attention when your kids are talking to you? No. Are you paying attention when you're operating, heavy machinery and sharp knives? No. Because your brain is wrapped up in that evil thing you're doing, and you're thinking about, I'm going to hook up with that guy or that gal. And life doesn't, you don't get that second replay, and gosh knows what accident you can get into.
Yeah, and really it's kind of a spiral, because what happens is you're so afraid of stumbling over your lies, you start to become more secluded, less interactive, and so you're... things get even worse faster because yeah. you're disconnecting yourself because you don't want to get caught in those lies.
Amen.
I mean, just think about how well you sleep, that whole sleep apnea stuff and the thing you put on your face. Forget all that stuff. Fix your marriage.
Hey, easy with stuff yeah. that goes on your face. Keep going.
I'll tell you, I sent out a tip with my newsletter that people can sign up for on the website, but I sent out the tip, and it was basically saying that your health system is stronger when you're in a good marriage, and when sure. you go through a divorce, the stress of it messes your marriage up. So I said, instead of squeezing an orange for vitamin C, go squeeze your wife.
Hey! For yeah. vitamin S.
Have some fun with that. Go home, squeeze your wife, get healthy, sleep better. I mean, you can't get better advice than that, right?
You will sleep better. You will sleep better, my friends.
You will sleep better.
So let's recap. Mr. Kosick, the church deacon, the author of the book, Honor the Ballot, you know, the classy guy, you know, windows, doors, Sam's side, Little More Street. Hey, tell your wife you want a sex tomorrow morning. That's S-E-X-T. And always remember to Google your wife when, Google your wife when she's in the shower. And vice versa, ladies, do it to your husband. Google. How do you spell Google? I tried to put it on Facebook. Is it O-O-G-L-E?
That's right.
Doesn't look right.
But that's what it is. You take one O off, and it's ogle, and you do that too.
So let me add one more tip in there so people don't forget.
Yes.
Plan to sleep in tomorrow morning.
Hoorah.
Or at least stay in bed longer tomorrow morning.
Distract
Long
the kids.
Showers, lock the door. Have a good time.
Outstanding. By the way, Mr. Kosick puts all of our marriage talks on iTunes. That link is on our Facebook page. And you can. I'm just going to scroll. I'll bring the TV camera down. Watch this, right? I'm going to go all the way down. To the iTunes starting, prior to February 20th, 2013, there's more. But they're all on there. They're recorded, and you can play them back at your leisure. And it says Sam Malone Show Marriage Talk with Sam Malone and Honor the Vows Robert Kosick. That's Kosick. Yep. And you can find it on iTunes and hear it back from last year's or 2 years ago.
Yeah, it goes all the way back to, when you first started on Salem with AM 1070. It goes all the way back to then.
Because these are the people who appreciate the other people. No, don't you dare talk about this.
That's right.
What's wrong with what? Are we, like, saying something offensive? Are we saying something horrible? Are we breaking some rule where the last company's like, don't you have that marriage segment on our air?
The only people I know that get offended by what we talk about are the people that don't want to hear what we're talking about because they're not being...
Ain't that the truth.
They're not being...
You know why? They're not sexting their own wives, and they're not oogling them or ugling them in the shower.
Absolutely.
Ugling? What did I say? Is ugly? Oogling. Oogling. Yeah, I'll figure it out. But you know what I'm talking about. Mr. Kosick, have a great weekend. We always appreciate when you come on Fridays.
Love being here.
Have a wonderful, fantastic wife-chasing weekend.
Absolutely. You too, Sam. Have a great weekend.
Will do. Thank you, sir. HonorTheVow.com is his book. The content of what we just spoke about, okay, so read it at your own leisure, is on our Facebook page, Sam Malone Show. Okay, Sam Malone Show, it's under Marriage Talk. Back in a second, AM 1070, The Answer.
And now this concludes the talk on skanks and skunks.
It's gonna hit you hard till you see stars. It's gonna put you through.